Welcome to a special edition of Coffee House Shots, the Spectator's daily politics podcast. We had a few people round for drinks here at the Spectator a few days ago. It was to mark the launch of Liam Halligan's new book, Home Truths, published by Biteback. Now, there were a great many people there, and Liam gave a few remarks at the beginning, a little speech which had quite a few people talking about it afterwards, not just on the evening, but even a couple of days afterwards. I thought we would invite him back to say to you what he told the rest of us downstairs in our boardroom. Now, we started these podcasts as a means of sharing with you the conversations we have here in the office, so I thought, why not ask Liam back and share his speech? So, Liam, please take it away.
Thank you, Fraser. So this is the speech I gave at my book launch. I'm a 25-year-old professional living in London on a decent salary, the email began. The idea of owning my own home is laughable. The situation's genuinely hopeless, and I find it terrifying to think about the future. I've never voted Labour in my life, but the lure has never been stronger. I'm by no means a socialist, but when a modest ambition like owning a decent home to start a family is out of reach for so many, we know something's seriously wrong in our society. Now, as a newspaper columnist, I get many letters from the public, and I know The Spectator does too, but this one pulled me up short. My new book, Home Truths, the UK's Chronic Housing Shortage, has provoked plenty of reader feedback. And the young voter who wrote this heartfelt missive put his finger, to my mind, on the key to the outcome of this, the most important general election since World War II. Housing is the dog yet to bark in this campaign. No mention was made of it in the recent leaders' debate. But our political classes, and even some in the media, seem to have forgotten just why Jeremy Corbyn came within a few thousand votes of Downing Street in June 2017. It was down to the rise in support for Labour among Generation Rent, the millions of 25 to 39-year-olds who, unlike their parents, can't afford to buy a home. While Brexit's important, Britain's housing shortage should also be centre stage in this election campaign. The UK needs around 250,000 new homes each year to meet population growth. That's 2.5 million every decade. We built just 1.8 million during the 80s, and the numbers have fallen every decade since. The resulting massive backlog shortage is why the average UK home now costs 8 times average annual earnings, well over twice the historic norm, rising to 12 times in the South East. Across the country, from the North West to the Midlands and parts of Scotland and Wales too, countless young adults, even well-paid professionals, are priced out of property ownership. Often spending half their income on rent, their home buying dream is slipping away. In 1991, 67% of 25 to 34-year-olds owned a home. Now it's just 38%. Well, over three quarters of 35 to 44-year-olds were owner-occupiers in the early 90s. That's fallen to just over half. Home ownership overall has plunged from 73% of households in 2007 to 60% today, well below the EU average. We're no longer a nation of homeowners. And lower down the income scale, an endemic shortage of council houses is driving a shocking increase in overcrowding and homelessness. Frustration and insecurity abound, with so many being denied a decent home. Millions of young adults are stuck in shared rented accommodation and have put their lives on hold. 4 out of every 10 30-year-olds now rent, compared to just 1 in 10 in the mid-90s. Today's young adults are spending more on housing and are less likely to be owner-occupiers than at any time since the 1930s. As prices have spiralled ahead of wages, half of first-time buyers now get help from the bank of mum and dad, rising to 2/3 in the South East, an option available, of course, only to some. By the end of the 2020s, just a quarter of 25 to 34-year-olds will own their own home, causing a massive sense of injustice among those priced out. Such voters are coming of age, voting in greater numbers, and they're becoming increasingly angry. Since 2013, of course, the government's responded with Help to Buy, stoking demand even more, while handing huge profits to fat cat large developers, channeling young home buyers into often substandard new build homes. Radical reforms needed on the supply side instead, not least to the overmighty house-building industry, and that's the arguments at the heart of Home Truths. As local councils have lately granted more planning permissions, greedy big builders, now dominating the industry, have staged a deliberate go slow, making higher profits overall by producing fewer homes so prices keep rising. Bold measures are needed to inject competition into this once vibrant industry, helping small firms regain a foothold. We need reform to our opaque and deeply dysfunctional land market. When residential permissions are granted, land values can rocket 200 or 300-fold. This vast planning gain goes almost entirely to landowners and developers. It should instead be significantly shared with local government, that dampening price speculation. This would result in more affordable homes while generating funds to build schools, hospitals and other infrastructure, making the presence of new homes more popular with existing locals. And while parts of the Greenbelt should be preserved, much of it is urban scrub, long overdue for development. Now covering 13% of England's landmass, the Greenbelt has more than doubled in size since the 1970s. Housing, including gardens, takes up less than 2%. The idea there's no space to build is a myth. Our housing crisis is causing serious human misery and serious intergenerational conflict. When I tell older homeowners about my concerns, their response ranges from apathy to mockery, my 25-year-old reader told me. They really don't understand at all the psychological impact perpetual renting has on people just trying to get on with their lives. Having written Home Truths, I've concluded that growing numbers of young adults and those entering middle age face the locked door of unaffordability and so feel capitalism as a whole isn't working for them. Just as owner-occupiers are more likely to vote conservative, millions of young adults paying sky-high rents with no chance to save for a deposit are now minded to vote for a shake-up, just as they did in 2017, propelling Corbyn to within a whisker of power. These are the home truths Boris Johnson can't ignore.